Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Words of Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, was giving this opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word of Man broadcast. I want to welcome you, those that are listening in Canada and Iraq and the United Kingdom, are welcome to another God's Word of Man broadcast, and any other country that is listening that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word of Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. We open up with prayer. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, that's what we do. Before we go into any preaching or teaching lesson, we open up and petition the Lord to be with us. Amen. So wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me? Let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, for this golden opportunity and hour you've given us to assemble once again in your word. We ask for the presence of your spirit to be with us and release unto us the light, the revelation knowledge that we stand in need of. I plead the blood of Jesus over our spirit, souls, and body this day against the enemy. Cover me in your blood, Lord God. Let your blood be a force field of protection against the attacks of the enemy. But Lord, I know that he doesn't want me to speak on this thing. And I pray that you would send your warring angels to combat the enemy in the heavenlies. In the name of Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' almighty name, I just thank you, Lord, for this day that you made and created. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you that's been listening. Tonight's lesson is Recognizing and Coming Against Leviathan, Part 3. I just want to say to those of you who are first-time listeners today, I want to encourage you that after you listen to Part 3, to go back to Parts 1 and 2, because I always encourage people to do that, because when you come in the middle, or the end, or toward the end of the lesson, it's hard for you to understand what the subject is being taught about. And so I want you to get the understanding. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Halabashata. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of the Lord. I want to go into the book of Psalms, chapter 74. And looking at verse 14, we're still talking about the evil spirit Leviathan. And I've just been going into the word with you, the first two parts, to let you know that Leviathan on the figurative or spiritual side is a demon spirit. And here's the thing, some of you, maybe you was or was not paying attention to the way I prayed. Leviathan is a powerful demon spirit. Now, I'm not saying that to glorify him. Now, I know some that's listening say, oh, you glorify him. No. I mean, I'm letting you know that he's not a spirit to be taken for granted, but he is a powerful spirit. You know, when you're dealing with demonic spirits, you go off the chart from least to greatest, okay? So there are some demon spirits more powerful than others. And I say that to say this, that Leviathan is a powerful demonic spirit. And, you know, some of you who have been listening, I think I gave this testimony in the first two parts about when me and Brother Lee and the sisters were praying on the prayer line, and we started coming against the spirit of Leviathan. Because when you start dealing with especially more powerful demons, you've got to remember, cover yourself, plead the blood over yourself, over your family, and hallelujah, and call on the Lord to send his angels to combat the enemy in the heavens. Because when you're going into some deeper things, you're stirring up more powerful demons, and we must be prepared. And so when we was coming against the spirit of Leviathan, and I was praying, and like I said, I forgot to cover myself and plead the blood over myself. And as soon as we got off the phone, I mean, I started feeling real, real bad in my body. I mean, I was feeling bad. And I have to say, you know, when I was feeling bad, I was thinking, is my blood pressure up? Because I felt that before. And so when I think my wife checked my blood pressure, oh, yeah, it was real high. And instantly, the first thing came to mind was, you didn't cover yourself. You did not prepare. So fear was attacking me because I was coming against him in prayer. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms, chapter 74, verse 14 says, hallelujah. In fact, let me start at verse 12 and go to verse 14. It said, for God is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength, the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Now, we have been talking about Leviathan from the figurative or spiritual standpoint. Hallelujah. Recognizing that the Hebrew word for Leviathan means a wreathed animal, that is a serpent, okay? But figuratively, you know, beside it also says, not only is it a serpent, it can say be a crocodile or some other sea monster. Figuratively, it said it means the constellation of the dragon, okay, the symbol of Babylon. And so we've been looking at the figurative or the spiritual aspect of Leviathan and talking about it, and I was letting you know as I was showing this evidence to you that on the figurative side, the spiritual side, Leviathan is a demon spirit. Amen. And we looked at that and conversed on that. And tonight, this 74th chapter of the book of Psalms, verse 14, talking about the Lord, he said, thou breakest the heads of Leviathan into pieces. Okay? You brought them to ruin. Hallelujah. I want to talk about for a minute the heads of Leviathan. Okay? So according to the word of God, that Leviathan has heads. Okay? The word heads in the Hebrew, in many applications of time, place, rank, ruler, mean chief or chiefest place. So these heads, spiritually speaking, these were rulers, or in other words, chiefs of the constellation of the dragon. Remember that the Hebrew word for Leviathan figuratively means the constellation of the dragon. And so when it said the heads of Leviathan, or the heads of the constellation of the dragon, when it says that, they are rulers, okay? Now, I need you to keep that in mind as we go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. And we're going to speak on something as we go a little deep here, because this is very important. Leviathan, once again, is a demonic spirit. His overall ruler over him is Satan. It's Satan, okay? But it's a demonic spirit, a demonic spirit that's present. Talk about for a minute the heads of Leviathan, which this would come out to mean the chief or the rulers of the constellation of the dragon, okay? And I want you to understand that by reaching this understanding of what the heads of the dragon or the heads of Leviathan would mean, figuratively or spiritually speaking, this matches up with Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, okay, which says, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads." Okay? Seven heads. Hallelujah. Ten horns and seven crowns upon his head. Now remember, we looked earlier in the other parts, one and two, that, and come to understand that the constellation of the dragon, according to Revelation 20, is Satan. He's also called the serpent. And so therefore, when you look at this, the heads of the Leviathan, which we can interpret from the Hebrew word figuratively, meaning the constellation of the dragon, we can say the heads of the constellation of the dragon, okay, the chief, the rulers, hallelujah, of the constellation of the dragon, hallelujah, also points out to us place from where Leviathan, the spirit of Leviathan, rules, okay? You said, well, how is that so? Well, when you look here also in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, this great dragon was not only Satan, but it was also a nation that was in service to Satan. In fact, in Ezekiel, I think it's Ezekiel chapter 29, verse 3, it talks about the dragon that lay in the midst of the waters. Well, at that time, from what I understand, Rome was the ruling nation at that time. And so, therefore, coming here to Revelation 12, when he talks about the great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns, not only does the dragon refer to Satan, but since dragons can signify a nation, it is a nation in service to Satan, where Rome was the ruling nation, okay? And so since Rome was the ruling nation, this dragon was Satan, or also the nation of Rome, who was in service to Satan, then this seven heads, the seven crowns upon the head, these seven heads had to represent something in dealing with Rome. Okay? Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. And since it represents something also in dealing with Rome, this will also tell us where the spirit of Leviathan, one of the places that he rules through, where he will work through, because he have people in this position. The seven heads represent the seven forms of government of Rome. You know, the seven forms of what? King, consuls, tribunes, decemvirs, dictators, emperors, and infidel democracy, okay? So in other words, the spirit of Leviathan will work through, get this, the heads of government. Hallelujah. And this is one of the things, even our government today. That's why you may hear some start, when they praying for the government, they start binding the spirit of Leviathan. Because the spirit of Leviathan will work through the heads of government, okay? Because this is where your laws being made up and changed around and all that stuff. Understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who do you think had an influence in getting this same-sex homosexuality, same-sex marriage thing approved? Who do you think influenced with that? Well, it wasn't God. Amen. It wasn't God doing this influencing. Amen. So one of the areas that we have to bind the enemy, Leviathan, is from his operation through government. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost just witnessing to me in my spirit. Amen. That's why you got all these kind of strange laws coming up or being passed or being done. And see, here's the thing that many of us as Christians, we are so sleep on. And some of you, as I say this, some of you, I have to say, some of you profess to be Christians, you're going to turn your head away or you're going to say, oh, he just far-fetched. But I'm going to say it anyhow, because this seed got to be planted and God's going to reveal to you the truth on what I'm telling you. Right now, among the government, among legislators and all that, they're working on coming up with laws, get this, to ban or stop Christianity. Now, you may not believe me when I say it, but just keep living. Notice how this stuff is slowly coming out, especially against Christianity. Like, for example, homosexuality. Now, they got to a point, not only did they say, we legalize same-sex marriage, but now they slowly at a point that even as a Christian, if you stand and say homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God, God said it's wrong and it's evil, and I say it's wrong and evil. Now they're saying you hate them. And now if you notice about homosexuality, that now even your so-called stars is getting penalized for even making what they call a homosexual or a gay slur. I mean, they receiving big-time penalties. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kobe Bryant, before he retired, I don't know how many years before he retired, I think he got fined for using a what they call a gay slur. Now, back in the days, you know, people made gay slurs like that. Hey, they made it, and they talk about somebody. But now, especially if you porch some kind of star or something, oh, you're getting penalized. In fact, not only you getting penalized, but you're getting shunned badly. See, it almost like, I don't know, and I want to say this because the homosexual movement is more powerful. To me, it moves more powerful than the civil rights. But I don't know if y'all remember this comedian named, he called himself Kramer. And he played on a comedy show called Seinfeld. Well, remember when Kramer made that joke about black people and getting hanged and stuff like that? Well, you saw what happened with him. And you know his career hadn't been the same. Well, guess what? The homosexual movement has become like that now. And to me, to many points, have moved a greater movement because there are things more quickly being done to you when you, quote, as they say, discriminate against homosexuals than it is you discriminating against a color person. Now, I'm just telling you what I see, okay? Amen. And so this spirit, Leviathan, it works through governments. That's one of the areas it works through is governments, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. See, of course we need to vote, and we vote for different people, don't get me wrong. But then voting is not the only thing to it. You got to pray. Because if men submit to these spirits, they can be influenced by it. And see, right now, even in the White House now, okay, and I'm here to say this,
I'm not Republican or Democrat. I just want to let everybody know this, because you got even Christian against Christian just slinging spit at one another in anger. One Republican, one a Democrat. Man, it just, let me tell you something. Both sides are messed up. I said again, both sides are messed up, and both sides are subject to be influenced by Leviathan. Amen. So this is why you have to come against the spirit of Leviathan operating, whether through the White House or any government, because, once again, the heads of Leviathan, the rulers that submit to this spirit of Leviathan and let Leviathan use them, if they don't repent, God said in the word that he's going to break the heads of Leviathan into pieces. Consume, destroy, bring to ruin. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, when you had a glass, you know, you ever had a let's say your car window glass, and I've had this happen before, and you could shut the door hard the wrong way or let it shut hard, and it could shatter the glass. So when them glass shatter in pieces, it's not annihilated, it just brought to ruin. And God's going to bring to ruin those who are listening to the spirit of Leviathan, giving in to these laws that is contradictory the law of God. And I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, you might not think it's so. I know some of y'all is sitting here waiting for any day now I can be gone. I got to be straight up with you. So therefore, what I'm telling you, to you it may mean nothing. But I'm going to plant this seed and watch the Lord water it. Rest assured that this spirit of Leviathan is working through some in the government right now to try to ban Christianity. Now, some of you may say, well, why you ain't naming no other religion? Because Christianity is the number one faith when the smoke clears that's going to be fought against. Listen, even the Antichrist, when he arises, what is he going to try to do? Cause all these religions to embrace and come together. Who do you think that the Antichrist is going to be against, number one? Christians. Hallelujah. And this spirit of Leviathan is working through the governments. Now, I want to read something to you. The Lord Jesus Christ said it by the Elijah. As he mentioned in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 4, okay, sent him thus far 120 times. Amen, with a message from the Lord. Once again, you can ask Jesus about what I'm about to read to you. I don't have a problem with that. In fact, you can sit here and say, well, I'm not just going to accept it unless I get okay from Jesus. You know what I say to that? I say okay. I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm just going to read what Christ had me to read. It's up between you and God, whether you go to him or not. But I'm here to stand and say, this word is true, and it is from Jesus Christ. Now, once again, you can say, well, that's just you, Brother Nate, talking like that. That's your belief. Go ahead and say it, fine. But when the smoke clears, I look for my God to prove that he sent this word. Now, he sent this word out November the 16th, 1927. And this is what he says. He says, remember, there are trying times ahead that will affect the whole world, and much will come to pass. That great church, the mother of harlots, the abomination of all the earth, is working against all governments to overthrow them. And it is also working with all its power and help us to overthrow this government, that she may establish herself upon this land. Remember, Satan has great power, and many will be deceived by his power. So this great red dragon, which is Satan and also a nation in service to Satan, is also the evil church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The mother of harlots, as mentioned in Revelation. Rome. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And this Leviathan spirit is using this evil church. And I read to you that the word of the Lord said that working with all his powers and helpers to overthrow this government and working against all governments. You understand what I'm saying? Against all governments. Because Satan wants the ultimate rule. So like I said, one of these areas that the spirit of Leviathan works through is government, leadership, okay? And I'm telling you something, and I'm going to speak directly to you who claim to be a Christian. You better start praying. Now, once again, when you start to come against Leviathan, plead the blood of Jesus over yourself, over your family. Prepare. Call on the Lord's angels to come back. You know, because once again, this is not something to be taken lightly. Brother Nate is not giving you this message for you to take it lightly. Okay? Amen. Prepare yourself. If you have to go on a fast, go on a fast. But once again, do not take this demon spirit lightly. Okay? It's a powerful spirit, and it's working through the governments. And some of you think you didn't heard or seen some strange laws coming from this government. You ain't seen it all yet. And once again, they're going to very much point blank openly let you know they're against Christianity. See, some stuff they're saying under the table, you can kind of pick it up that, okay, they speaking against Christianity. But see, the day's going to come, and it's coming soon, people, that it ain't going to be nothing hid about who these laws is going to be set up against. Number one, against the Lord Jesus Christ, and number two, against his people. Amen. The spirit of Leviathan is at work, people. This is not a game. This is for real. This is not a game. Hallelujah. Going to be some more strange law being passed. Why? Because that spirit is at work. That spirit is at work. Hallelujah. And I'm here to say something else, too, to this. And I know some of you won't agree with this, but I have to speak this. There are some other things about this coronavirus that we as Christians, I ain't talking about the sinners, Christians is missing. Now, we have heard thus far, like you hear about that pastor, they got arrested in Florida, okay, having church service, okay, even though he provided sanitizing and all that from what I read, and he turned himself in. And so the sheriff gets up there. Oh, man, he just started talking about, oh, he did wrong. Oh, he put his people in danger. He just did all that talking, okay? And church service was put on the non-essential list. That's interesting. I just want to say this straight out. Some of you won't agree with this, I understand, but I'm telling you something what I see. Now, going to church was put on the non-essential list. Now, on the essential list was you going to the grocery store, going to the doctor, going to the pharmacy, and, of course, going to work, okay? But going to service was put on the non-essential list. Okay, now, just like the pastor got arrested in Florida for that, and the sheriff gets up there just went to just, oh, my goodness, if the pastor was a piece of paper, he was a scissor, he just cut them all up. But anyhow, when this thing first came out about telling people not to go to service, then they turned around and said they told the pastor you can't have more than 10 people. Here's the thing. When they passed this out and said this about the churches, guess what you were seeing in the grocery stores? A whole bunch of people. So how is it that you're saying that they can get this thing from coming together and assembling a church service, but you had a whole bunch of people still going to the grocery stores? I mean, let me tell you something. Walmart, this is what I saw myself. Even with your sanitizer and the stuff being taken in your toilet tissue, Walmart was still full of people. I mean, I went in Walmart, living in the town about 10 or 12 minutes from here, And Walmart had empty shelves, a lot of empty shelves, not a whole bunch of them, but a lot of empty shelves, but still had a bunch of people in there. You understand what I'm saying? So why is it that now, okay, you point at the church, say, y'all can't have church service because you're endangering people, blah, 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 but yet still they're gathering in the grocery store. So what is that saying? That the virus won't do nothing if you all gathered in the grocery store, but you go to the church service, assemble together, having service. Now remember, we're supposed to be coming together for realness, not no fake. You understand what I'm saying? And so therefore, you could come together, going to the doctor, going to the pharmacy, going to the grocery store, fill them up. But when you're coming, you're supposed to really worship God, no. And then on top of that, I know some of y'all heard this, what, about a couple of days ago? Now, out of all of that, you decided to open up the beach in Florida. I wonder whoever opened up the beach, how come they weren't thinking about, well, wait a minute. They said the church can't have no people sitting there. And from what I understand, and this is what I was told, I think so many people got infected from that. Let me tell you something, Christians. You need to see the message behind that. You need to see. I'm talking about by us as Christians and sitting together. And there's some future stuff that's going to come that's going to be directed at the church. You just wait. Hold on. You ain't got to believe, Brother Nate. You don't have to believe me. But I'm telling you, this order that was set out, because I hear Christians, well, you can't disobey the government. I said, I don't influence anybody to disobey the government. In fact, the Word of God told us to submit to every ordinance. But when he said every ordinance, he wasn't talking about every single ordinance. The ordinance that conflict his word, you don't supposed to submit to that. But what else I would tell people is that you got to see something else behind that order. Because one of the things they say, if you're really coming together to worship Christ, your faith don't work. Now, I'm just going to lay it down just like that. They say your faith don't work. Now, I'm not against wisdom. Some of you say, well, what you trying to say, Brother Nate, you're against? No, I'm not saying that. We need to be wise. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Sister Holy Ghost. See, the time going to come that there are going to be things coming against you that you can't use no other natural thing to stay away. You're going to have to believe in God. Now, if, for example, what else I want to say through that? You betting, you talking about we don't need to gather together in church service, right? Okay. And you had people coming on talking about the pastors and stuff like that. Well, how come nobody said nothing about these big-time companies that still have people working? I'll tell you, for example, the company I work for is over 200 people, and I know on day shift, 150 or something more on day shift, and they telling us stay 6 feet. How would the kind of work we do, how is you going to stay 6 feet from somebody? And then look how many people was on day shift. But you didn't hear nobody coming on the news talking about these companies that had a bunch of people working there. You didn't hear nothing about that. You don't hear them say, oh, they put the people in danger, oh, this and that, all that. You didn't hear that. But when it comes to the church service, you know, all I hear about the pastor, well, he's wrong. He's putting his people in danger. Okay, but these big companies still had people working. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But anyhow, the spirit of Leviathan is at work, people, and it is working through the government, okay? Amen. That's why we have to pray for our leaders in government. Amen. Because the spirit of Leviathan wants total control. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any organization, hallelujah. Because these things of government, I'm telling you, hallelujah. In Job 41, chapter 41, it said that this Leviathan is the king of the children of pride. And see, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'll work through pride. Amen. In fact, let's look at Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. We're going to look at verse 16 to verse 18. Proverbs chapter 6. And I'm telling you, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to verse 18. The word of God said, "These 6 things doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren." See, the vibe then will work through that. Those seven things God hates, those 7 things that is abomination in the sight of God, see, Leviathan will work through that. Amen. These organizations that shedding innocent blood, okay, that's for abortion. Hallelujah. Leviathan is at work. Glory to God. He's at work, people. Listen, I'm telling you, this thing is serious to the serious, okay? It's very serious. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not a game. This is not nothing to play about. This is for real. The spirit of Leviathan is at work. Amen. Hallelujah. Working through these organizations that is for abortion, the killing of the babies, amen, working through any kind of organization, anything that sows discord among the brethren, that wants to start confusion and contention, and working through anyone that really desires to do it, that spirit, hallelujah, is at work. And the sad thing to say, many of us as Christians, we are snoring. We just went out and went to sleep. Just go. And one of the things that has lullaby us asleep, and I love my brothers and sisters in Christ who teach this, but the rapture. We're telling folks, any day now, we can be gone. And what has happened, I have looked at some Christians who believe that they have this nonchalant attitude about other stuff going on. Man, I mean, if you bring up to us and say, well, you know, the Antichrist, when he arrived, he said, oh, I'm glad I ain't going to be here and see that. And with some of them, you tell them about any stuff going on the last day, they quickly say, well, I'm just glad that any day now I can be gone for the worst of it comes. Yeah. Yeah, they believe that. Hallelujah. Amen. So to hear Brother Nate saying, we need to come against the spirit of Leviathan and what it's doing, and things are finna tighten up, get worse. Why should I hear Brother Nate? I'm going to be gone any day now. You understand what I'm saying? Why should I listen to him? Okay? I'm not going to be here to have to deal with this. Amen. Lord, have mercy on our soul. Have mercy on our soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that Jesus warns us of these things. See, everybody that's claiming to be a Christian is not hearing this. Everybody claiming to be a Christian is not paying attention. Period. Okay? Some Christians have a nonchalant attitude, a nonchalant spirit, you know. You try to inform them of stuff, they go, well, yeah, I hear you. And you can tell in your spirit they ain't paying a lick of attention to what you're saying. Lord, have mercy on them. Because it ain't going to stop what's going to happen and things that are going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Some people, glory, who've been warned, is going to find out the hard way. Amen. Hallelujah. And even as I speak concerning Leviathan right now, see, you got some glory to God. Listen, the Lord wants you to know about these, you know. This thing is serious. This thing is for real. No bones about it. It is for real. Hallelujah. No bones about it, people.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kikalabahusha. Glory. Amen. Glory is the name of the Lord our God. He's worthy to be praised. Pray for the government. Pray for the government of other countries. Like I said, you know, those who are, you know, there are those, you know, and we always believe are supposed to be intercessors. But there are some who are specifically called to that work of interceding. There are those who are at home around the clock, you know, and God uses them in intercession. Wake them up at certain times of the night, having them praying. And so when you go to praying for a nation, especially when you start praying about this government, you got to come against Leviathan. Hallelujah. And cover yourself in the blood before you do this. Hallelujah. Plead the blood of Jesus over your spirit, soul, and body. Okay? Plead the blood for the force field of protection over you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Bohasha. Glory. Thank God. Oh, glory. Glory to the living God. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. When are we going to wake up? This thing is serious, okay? Once again, these laws. You know, there was an organization out there, I think they still exist, and called the FFRP. I think they're called Freedom From Religion People. And from what I understand, at one time, you just see on the bottle of poison, it had a picture of a skull with two bone growths. But see, they wanted to put it on the Bibles, okay? Now, it's groups like them and other groups who have to plead them with Congress right now. And like I said, some of you listening to the sound of my voice, you're probably looking in the air and going, oh, okay, yeah, right. Okay, you keep on with your nonchalant attitude, watch what's going to happen. Reality check going to come to you. Only thing I can say is when it comes, put your hand over your mouth because your mouth's going to fly open, okay? Because it's amazing how some of God's own people, when it comes to the things of God, have become hard-headed or has ignored or turned a deaf ear. Some of you think that all it was to come to Christ and you ain't got to do nothing else. You ain't trying to grow no more. You ain't trying to learn no more. And you ain't trying to do no more. And you think you're going to be sad. See, here's the dangerous thing about that. When you stay complacent, you're more in danger going backwards than you are going forward. See, some of you think that if I stay complacent, I'd be neutral, and I ain't got the moon, I should be all right. But let me tell you something. You keep standing in that position and not trying to progress, you can end up regressing or going backwards. Okay? Now, I'm telling you something I know personally. Because early in my walk with Christ, I thought the same way. Amen. When I first got saved, God showed me about me getting my first car. Oh, he was showing me dreams. Man, and I know God was dealing with me, and what happened, I got complacent. And so I started thinking, saying, well, God dealing with me. He showed me dreams. He showed me about me getting my first car, blah, blah, blah. I'm okay. And so that okay, I didn't try to learn no more, you know. Even when I started learning, I quit, you know. I just tried to stay complacent. I thought that, okay, I'm saved. I'm good. That's all it is to it. And I'm telling y'all, I found myself going backwards. I stopped studying. My prayer life just about went away. And it fell into sin. And I remember, and some of you have heard this before on the broadcast, I remember the Lord visited me in a dream one night. And I'm going to tell you something. See, there's many dreams that you see things, you have to ask what it means. But rest assured, and some of you know what I'm talking about, there are some dreams that you have that you know you ain't got to ask whether it was God or the devil. Some dreams you have, you'll say, well, is that God or was that the devil, blah, blah, blah. And that's understandable because that you have some dreams like that. But they're going to be, and I have to say, if I had to put it on a scale,
I put it like this. You have some very special particular dreams. Well, that you know. And maybe with some of them, it's like 1 out of 10 for you. 1 out of 20, however. But there are some dreams you're going to have that you're not going to have to ask God, was it him or the devil? When I had that dream, and God, it was like I was at this house, this older man was on the porch sitting in the rocking chair talking to me. And he spoke in a very authoritative voice, a voice that expressed disapproval of me, and asking me why was I doing a certain thing towards him. Let me tell y'all something. When I woke up from that dream, and my heart beating as fast as a racehorse probably running, I did not have to say, I wonder was that God or the devil. I knew in my spirit that that was God talking to me in the form of an old man sitting on the porch in a chair. I knew it. I knew it wasn't the devil. I knew this in my spirit. So I didn't have to ask God, Lord, I'm not sure. Is that you or the devil? I didn't have to ask him that. I knew in my spirit. Came comfortable. Started going backwards. I had to repent. Now, I admit what he said to me. Man, I'm going to tell you, it shook me up so bad. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I thought it was over for me. When I mean, oh, I thought I was lost. I thought that was the end for me. And see, I had that dream in 90, that had to be 91, 90, well, 1990. It had to be 1990, maybe going on 91. Trying to stretch to you the importance of how real this thing is. And the spirit of Leviathan is influencing people in the government to come up with these audacious laws. And like I said, it's soon going to become evident who these laws are going to be against. Amen? It's going to be evident. Because especially if you operate as a homosexual, the government is siding with you in a hurry. You even got companies scared to deny certain things to homosexuals because they know if that homosexual go to court and tell the judge at the court, say, hey, they did it against me, discrimination against my sexual orientation. When that gavel hit that thing, pow, y'all, they're going to be in favor of that homosexual. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you can say amen, oh me, or anyhow, I don't know. You can say that. Thank you, Jesus. All glory and honor and praise go to my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's worthy to be praised, people. And he's worthy to be glorified. And I just thank the Lord for another opportunity tonight. The Lord say the same. I may be coming with part 4 tomorrow night. I think it may be the 4th and final part. But I want to get across to you that this thing is serious. This spirit of Leviathan, God is calling for his people who will pray and come against this thing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we're grateful, Lord, to have this time to assemble together. Father, I pray that I have been pleasing in your sight in delivering your message. I pray that you will water the seed that I've sown and bring forth the increase. I pray that everyone that's listening, no matter what country they're listening at, will be touched by your spirit as they hear this word. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for this chance, for this opportunity. I'm humbled for this door that you have opened. And Lord God, I give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. The Lord say the same. Look for another broadcast tomorrow night. Lord say the same at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, this is Brother Nate. May God bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.